Blog Talk Radio.
Up, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I was a member. But I was forced into this way of life. Hey, look, I've been dealing drugs ever since I was 12 years old. See, I didn't have the chances that you have, Miss Hawkins. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, Miss Hawkins. I mean, I wanted to get out, but they threatened to kill my mother.
Who are you talking about, Mr. Brown? What they?
They. Look at it. Kareem Akbar. That's right, the educated brother from the bank. He's the real head of the CMB, the brains behind the whole thing. I told you, this thing is bigger than Nino Brown, and I got a list of food.
Order.
If I'm going
order
down, I'm taking a whole lot of people with me.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Yo, Big Smooth, what up, man?
What did it do, my nigga?
Hey, man, there's a bunch of stupid-ass niggas out here, man. They got the game fucked up, man.
Really fucked up. These niggas know their fucking place, man.
They don't know the game is to be sold, not to be told. What's wrong with these motherfuckers?
These motherfuckers believe in snitches. That's why they end up in ditches, fuck-ass niggas.
B-G-E-B-E-V-I. Gonna put it to you just like this. Let's
you's
go.
You a scary bitch. I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch. That's why your laughs gon' fall. You's a scary bitch. That's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch. My goons are coming for you. You's a scary bitch. I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch. That's why your laughs gon' fall. You's a scary bitch. That's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch. My goons are coming for you.
Eclectively, respectively, I'm moving all these bricks. Effectively, I'm doing things, I'm even doing your chick. You hating on me, you trying to see me, trying to do what I do. You mad at me because your ass didn't even fit in this school. I'm educating, I'm elevating, I'm broadening up your mind. I'm drinking on your girl as if she was a fine bottle of wine. These things that I do when I'm here, busting out my slumber. I'm taking over your town each and every fucking summer. She's moving silence, boy, don't you understand? You mad at me because you could never be this man. You scary bitch and we all know this truth. Now you're staring hard and don't know what the fuck to do. Hey.
You's a scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laughs gon' fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you. You's a scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laughs gon' fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you.
Nigga got me laughing, the way ass be acting. See Facebook, you thuggin', but the street yo ass scrubbing. Everybody know you bitch me, I'm Suwu, you Kool-Aid. BG, been paid, pussy niggas get sprayed. Told you once, I told you twice, you playin' lottery with your life. Fuck around, kick, knock your wife, guaranteed that it's in the night. Told you once, I told you twice, you playin' lottery with your life. Fuck around, kick, knock your wife, guaranteed that it's hit the night. I try to keep it cool, and I try to keep it calm. You niggas done fucked up, you done started the alarm. So the fire gon' burn, you niggas gon' be a lesson learned. Be a example of motherfuckin' what happened when we go to arms. Yo, I'm tryna tell you nigga, mind your manners. Fucking nigga had to let go with these double hammers. Get your whole body, yo, make your ass stagger. How you speaking your tongues, you know that country grammar.
Scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laughs gon' fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you. You's a scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laughs don't fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you.
CMB. CMB. Man, we all we got. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
What it do, what it do, what it do. It is Mad Music Mondays with your girl, Tayshia, a.k.a. Miss B. Kronk. We are in the building yet again. Each and every Monday this week, we got Universal artist Big Jig going to be in the building. If y'all don't know him, you know, you might have seen him on 1 and 6 in Park. He got a lot of good things going on. He got freestyle battle. We're going to definitely kick it in with him tonight. So definitely make sure y'all call in. 516-666-9201. It's Mad Music Mondays. This is the show that we broadcast all the independent artists, major artists, and underground artists that get their music out here. Artists, make sure if you want to submit your music, submit it to shay.dce@gmail.com. That's shay.dce@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at shay_dce to keep up with what we got going on in the business. We're definitely going to have Universal Records artists, Big Jig in the business, so make sure y'all stay tuned. We're going to kick it into a little bit of music until we get Big Jig on. Excuse me. I know my throat sounds a little crazy. You know, I'm a little bit under the weather, but definitely we're going to kick it into some music. But before I say that, to all my Jackson, Mississippi listeners, I have a friend whose daughter is missing, Wingfield High School. Her name is Mary Roberts. If you have seen her, please contact us. Hit me at my inbox on Facebook, Shayla Parkay Butter Clark, or you can hit me on Facebook. I'm sorry, on Instagram and Twitter again at shay_dce. But again, make sure y'all call in, check in with us, 516-666-9201, plus the number one button. We're going to kick it with a little bit of music tonight. We're going to first start it off with that three times in a row with TK and Cash.
Tryna be real, baby, just to let you know. Control of me.
Let him know.
That pussy got a hold of me.
Woo.
Love me, baby.
Love me,
baby. Can I hit it, baby?
Hit it,
baby. I can do it, baby.
Do it,
baby. Make it wetter. Got you shivering, shaking. Nothing but love, man. Tryna be real, baby. Just to let you know.
Let you know.
You on the counter and move you to the floor. Have you going all night, baby. Three times in a row. Hitting that back to back. Three times in a row.
Bankroll mom, Okay, okay. But you know, a lobby. From California, love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing cushion from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit the wave, crash, playing spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style in the living room. Got a nigga with a gas at Moonrock, got me acting like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though, 101, get your head kicked. Respect you more than the tat, bitch. Air hood, air set, though. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento, out to San Diego, California.
Mondays, I am your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Kronk, CEO of Deliciously Kronk Radio, Deliciously Kronk ENT. We definitely got a big show for you guys tonight for the next hour. We will be kicking it with the homie, Big Jig. He is in the building. What's up, big bro?
What's
Big Diggy with us?
Yep, what's going down? What's going down, Delicious Crunk? Say, what it do?
What it do, big bro? You've been doing a lot of big things. Big things.
Yeah,
it was good seeing you at the Cypher. On Friday in Lawrenceville, you definitely came out there and turned up to the max, did what you do best.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. So I definitely want to, you know, let everybody know, for those of the people who don't know, you actually, and I want to be correct about this, started out on 106 and Park.
Yeah,
on
freestyle,
freestyle
Friday. Yeah.
Okay. And how was that? You was on there 4 weeks, so how was that going up against so many different, you know, types of music and different types of artists?
I mean, it was definitely, I thank BET, and I thank the person that, you know, helped me connect with that situation, because it was definitely a platform and a stepping stone to my career. Initially, I never was a battle rapper. It was just something that came, that grew on me, you know what I'm saying? So I just basically had auditioned for them, you know what I mean? And when I auditioned for them, they loved me, so they put me on, like, the following weekend, you know? I was fortunate to do my thing.
Okay. And I want to ask you that because I hear a lot of people, you know, they compare the two with battle rapping and freestyling. So, you know, I want you to definitely get your definition of the difference between just a rap artist and a battle artist.
Well, for one, even though I got credentials of being a battle rapper, I'm an artist at the end of the day, because I believe in writing. Like, you know, I'm a hell of a writer, so that's what I'm great at. Like, I'm great at writing material. But the difference between battle rappers. I was one of the fortunate ones that didn't have that stigma of being a battle rapper that couldn't make records, because you know a lot of people that was on 106 and Park, they was getting downplayed because a lot of them was good battle rappers, but they didn't know how to make records. But I was one of the ones that was the opposite. I ended up being a decent battle rapper, but I'm a hell of a writer. So, you know, that's the difference you can't really freestyle a hit record. You know what I'm saying? You got to write that.
Right.
So the difference of being a battle rapper and an artist.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I recall, you know, someone actually saying, you know, at a cypher, like that, I've heard it again, that they say, well, I can't battle rap, but I can write. And to me, you know, and that's me not being an artist, I'm thinking, well, I think that's the same thing, right? The only difference is you have to sit down and creatively listen to a beat and be able to create write to that versus just
But you know what the thing about it is that no artist should use that as an excuse. If you're a for real artist, even if you're not a battle rapper, you should still know how to put some words together, because that's what you're doing when you're sitting down. When you're sitting down mentally writing, all you're doing is creatively putting words together. So as an artist, if you have to get in a battle, you know, do a battle rap or a freestyle, then you should be able to just come up with words and create creatively in your mind, just like you would sitting down. And be able to creatively put some words together that jump off your head when you're rapping, when you freestyle.
Okay. And when did you get started with being an artist and writing?
Actually, crazy, because the end of this year make me 16 years in the game. I started off in like 2000, but I really didn't go stupid hard seriously until like 05, when I actually, you know, got a chance to be on 106 and Park. Then my career just kind of like took its own course after that. But I've been around for a minute. I've been around for years. You know, a lot of these cats who I can't contractually disclose a lot of these artists' names, but a lot of cats that people are listening to, I done hell wrote their records. You know what I mean?
Right. And with writing, let me ask you a question. With writing for other artists, is it harder to write for them than it would be for yourself? Because, you know, some producers, they say, well, I got to get to know that person before I can produce a beat for them. Is it the same with writing?
Well, it's like, see, what I do whenever I end up writing for somebody, it usually be an artist. It usually be like a known artist or well-known artist that I already kind of like studied a little bit anyway. Like, I study the artist.
Okay.
You know, if an artist want me to write for them, if I already know who they is, that's different. But if I really don't know them and don't know their stuff, I study them to see what kind of swag, what kind of delivery, what kind of record that they normally make. And then I just go off of that. But I give them my creativity style of their new song.
Right. Okay. So what was the first song that you ever heard that when you heard it, that made you say, you know what, I could follow that artist as being that major artist, as being an artist in the future in a way that I would like to creatively put my music together?
Well, my favorite artist of all times is hands down just Scarface. You know, I was a Scarface fan when I was a jit, you know, only because I liked his voice, and a lot of people say I sound like him, but I liked his voice, and I liked how the fact that, you know, he kind of taught me how to paint a picture, and that's what I like to do when I make songs. I paint pictures where people can listen to my records and actually see what I'm saying, and that's what he was.
Right.
That's what he's good at to this day. So, you know, he kind of like the artist that made me want to really go hard.
Right. Okay, and then also you got a lot of big things going on. I definitely, you know, wanna talk about the Alvin and the Chipmunks. How did that come about?
Man, that was crazy. I had a friend of mine who does acting, and he was like, "Yo, you need to, you know, you should talk to the director, and maybe come out to the set on the movie." So I said, all right. So I talked to the director over the phone, had sent him some professional photos and my bio as an entertainer already. So he was interested, like, yeah, definitely, you know, come out. So I came out and they loved me. So that's how I ended up, you know, and I ended up doing like two movies. One of Alvin Chipmunk just came out in December of last year. But I also did a movie called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, where I played like a football coach. And that movie started with Steve Martin, Chris Tucker, and Vin Diesel.
Okay. And has that movie already been released?
Nah, it's coming out this year.
This year? Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. You got it going. You know, I've been watching you for a while. You know, we have some of the same industry friends, and I've just seen you just take off. Definitely take off. And when I heard about Alvin and the Chipmunks, I definitely got excited because my kids love it. They actually haven't seen the new one yet, but they are definitely big Alvin and the Chipmunks fans. So I can't wait to see what they think about the new one that has somebody that, you know, we actually are associated with. See how that goes.
Definitely.
So definitely want to make sure everybody call in 516-666-9201 and press 1. We got Universal Record Artists. Big Jig in the building again. It's 516-666-9201. I am again a little bit under the weather. If Big Jig, even if you can barely hear me, just let me know, because I am a little bit under the weather, and I want to make sure, you know, everything is perfectly done. So, you know, I want to jump into a little bit of your music. Of course,
okay.
Everybody has heard the Kyrie Irving, but I don't want to jump into that one first because I love it. I haven't heard the Gin and Juice, so I definitely want to jump into the Gin and Juice first. So let everybody know about Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice, I actually, let me break it down. The deal I got is actually with Dr. Dre's son, Curtis Young. So, you know, Snoop Dogg is like his uncle. So when I had got the situation like 2 years ago, the Universal situation 2 years ago, I had stumbled across a producer who had made this dope track, and this one gentleman jumped on the hook, and I said, you know what, this record should be called Gin and Juice, and I'm just gonna pay homage to Snoop Dogg. So, you know, the record put the record out, put the video out. The video is on Worldstar Hip Hop. It's on BET Jams on TV now. You can get the record off iTunes. It's called Gin and Juice. I remade Snoop Dogg record, but it was more of a me paying homage to Snoop Dogg, because that was a 20-year-old hit record that has been out over 20 years. So I said, you know, why not put a 2015, 2016 twist on it and see what it do? And it actually, to this day right now, is doing good. So, you know, shout out to you know, Forever Young, ENT, and Universal Music Group, and, you know, my team, Team Big Jig, my label, Go To Man Music Group, for supporting the record. Shout out to my fans for supporting the record. And shout out to, you know, BET Jams for picking the record up on TV, World Star Hip Hop as well. But yeah, it's kind of, it's definitely a classic. It's a classic record. And I feel like, why not remake a classic record if I can make a classic record behind the classic record?
Right. Right. Well, definitely, y'all, we're going to kick into that gin and juice by the homie, Big G.
Rolling. Rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling. Rolling.
Juice.
Blowing. Blowing.
Money.
Blowing. Yeah, yeah. Rolling down the street, I'm blowing in dough, sipping on gin and juice. Mind on my money.
Money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, I'm blowing in dough, sipping on gin and juice. Mind on my money.
Money
on my mind. All about the Benjamin.
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 Yeah, yeah. All about the Benjamin.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
No,
Diddy.
Niggas stop frying. You don't really run the city.
You don't.
Name don't ring bell.
You don't.
Don't hold no way.
You don't.
Eat like doctors, lobster. We scrape the plate, fly, nigga, bird, flew. I spit on my red bottle.
Young
nigga, pull up shoes. Now I heard the feds got on. What is on my wrist? I say, what up, watch?
What up, watch?
You don't see no chime. All you see is rock.
All about the Benji.
All about the Benji.
Gas tank empty.
Gas tank empty.
Pocket full of stone.
Pocket full of stone.
RP the Pimp C.
Big bank, take little bank. Fuck what you heard, this my city. 20 bands on my birthday party. Thugger, can't fuck with me. I'm
blowing down the street.
I'm blowing in dough. Sipping on gin and juice. Mind on my money.
Money.
Money on my mind, rolling down the street, blowing in dough, sipping on gin and juice, riding on my money.
Money on my mind.
All about the Benjamin.
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 Sippin' on gin and juice is my motivation. Shouts out to Snoop Dogg. You don't get it like I get it, so why don't you sit back and just watch me ball? No rim, no hoop. Whatever I invest, the boy recoup. Me, I'm a hustler, baby. You a hustler, maybe. You the type of nigga that might work. I'm the definition, boy, I got work. Got what you need, plus a go-to plan. That's why the reason why they call me the go-to man. While you listen to me, dig, you a go-to fan. I'ma always eat, gotta keep them pants. That's the recipe only, so I keep my plans. I'm my own nigga, dog, I don't need no advance. So I stay in the kitchen, and I whip it. And I'm hiding a motherfucker, so I guess I'm tripping. Trippin', ayy, no Juicy J's on my feet. I'm a young OG, so I roll the fleet. Got a girl at home rolling on my meat. I'm the cap for the thing, I'm the one to beat. Like,
rolling down the street, I'm blowing in dough, sipping on gin and juice. Mind on my money.
Money
on my mind. Rolling down the street, I'm blowing in dough, sipping on gin and juice. Riding on my money.
Money on my mind.
All about the Benjamin.
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 All about the Benjamins. This is Mad Music Mondays with your girl Shay Shay, aka Miss D Crunk. We got the homie Big Jig in the building. And that was Gin and Juice by Big Jig. And it was actually a homage that he paid homage to Snoop Dogg. That was the new remake for the 2015-2016. That shit hot, Jig.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That shit is definitely high. It definitely does have the 2015 spin on it, so you definitely can ride into your car and be like, yeah, I can see that. So definitely I can't wait to hear, you know, a lot more music from you and see what's going on. I would like to see you do some other things, but I'm going to put you on the spot right now. And this to you is easy. This is easy work for you. So I definitely wanted to get you to spit a few bars for us.
All right. Let me see. I said the B is for big, the I for intellectual, the G is for great, because I'm so professional. And you never hear me brag or boast this, the most is when I quote this, I kept my focus. It get wicked when you hear Jake spit it. Listen, I spit so many bars, you build a prison. Check it. Y'all bought the games and I bought that paper till I decide to kiss the gang goodbye like Jada. And all these cowards, you know I devour. I'm rising to the top just like I'm an upper flower. But right now, I'm going up off some bubbly. I'm like, Bubba, baby, thing gonna get real ugly. So trust me, I'm hoping y'all ain't lunching or launching. I like Kurt Franklin, it's gonna be some stump. And all the bars, you know I fit be proper and prophesied to the world like I was Creflo Dollar. My name Jig.
Oh, that's what's good. That's what's good. I had to get that. I was so crunk at the Cypher on Saturday. I'm sorry, on Friday. Every time somebody else got the mic, I'm like, no. Give it back to bro.
Appreciate
it. So, you know, I rock with it. Head always bottom. The club was going crazy on Friday. I keep saying Saturday, but Friday.
Shout out to tailgaters.
And Big Guy Entertainment, Big Red CEO, definitely for putting that cipher together. And definitely, you know, guys, Big Jig is the person to get to know. And another thing that I do appreciate about him and the artist that he is he going to give you the real. It's a lot of art. He's, like I said, he's been in the game 16 years. So it's a lot of things he's seen. And, you know, a lot of things that, you know, he can really tell you what it's about. And that's what being assigned to a label, being, you know, on your own, just being a battle artist. So definitely he's somebody that you want to keep up with.
Definitely.
So what live performances do you got coming up?
You said it again, what now?
What live performances do you have coming up soon?
I got this about to start this tour like the end of this month called Southern Invasion Tour, you know, where we're going through. We're going to hit up the whole Southeast region, you know what I mean? Me, BGE, Big Guy Entertainment, Burning 50 out of Gainesville, Florida, Miss Precious out of Gainesville, Florida. We put this together, you know, based around the fact of of course, based around what I'm doing as a movement, but what we all doing as a whole as a movement as well. So,
right.
You know, I'm kind of like the face of the situation, but we definitely putting it together, I think, on a collective level to be able to, brand, just to show everybody how to, you know, come together and brand each other and not just be so selfish. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it's about, just to show each other, just to show people how to come together as a unit, because there's power in numbers.
Right.
So just to show each other, show people how to move as a unit to bring one another and not just be worried about, you know, self only.
Right, because teamwork makes the dream work. And a lot of people don't realize that. I talk about that every week, but teamwork makes the dream work, because what you may have to offer to the team, you know what I'm saying, might help somebody else when they got something else that they can offer to you.
Yeah, true.
So every platform, sometimes if you can come together and we can unite, that's what a lot of our people don't do, is unite as one. It's everybody in competition instead of saying, okay, how can I learn from this person?
Yep.
To make my craft better. You know, because, and like you say, with numbers, you can be the big artist with the numbers. And they can be an artist that, okay, you know, they got the beats and things like that, but they don't have the numbers. If they take back the time and sit back and analyze and study, like you said, on how you got your numbers, they can actually perfect them as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's just about being a body. You know, one thing about the human body, you know, Every part of your body is meant for something, and you need it. Like, you need your feet to walk. You need your legs to be able to stand up. You need your eyes to be able to see. So, you know, you got to – I kind of, like, take that same structure and put it in my team. Like, okay, If BGE the arms, then I'm the brain, then this person the legs, then, you know, we got a foundation. So it's just, you know, that's what it's about. It's about being a whole body.
Right. Now, what cities have y'all put together, the cities that you will, or some of the cities that y'all will be hitting up?
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna start it in Florida, like Ocala, High Springs, Gainesville, Jacksonville. You know, we're gonna hit up Florida first.
Okay, Florida. And are you? Let me, because I did hear you say JIT earlier, so I do want to ask that. Are you from Florida?
No, I'm from Chicago.
Are you from Chicago? Windy City.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to the Windy
Chicago.
City.
Definitely.
South side. My grandmother actually lives on the south side, family on the west side. So shout out to the Windy City. They always checking in with us. And that really just surprised me, because I actually thought you were from the south. But you got the flow like you from the south. But that's good, though, because you're versatile.
Because
you see, that was a new one for me.
Yeah, definitely.
So how long have you been in the Atlanta area?
I've been messing around with Atlanta for about 8-9 years, because I used to come down. When I was still in Chicago, I used to come down and do work, you know, work with a lot of artists. And that's how I got so cool with a lot of my celeb friends, like Shorty Low, Young Bro, Gucci, Jeezy, you know, these cats in my Rolodex. So, you know, I'm cool with them, you know what I mean? So they kind of was the ones that kind of like, yo, Jig, you need to move down to the A, man. You know, you already down here working anyway. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. So.
Okay. And with being signed to Universal, I think you said you've been with Universal 2 years?
Yeah, actually, this is my second deal with Universal. The first one I had was Universal Bungalow, when I had got that back in, like, 2010. And I didn't get out that contract till like, 2012. And then 2013, I ended up getting another situation.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I got choked up. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. I do apologize for that. Again, y'all, make sure y'all call in 516-666. We got the homie Big Jig in the building tonight. Again, 516-666-9201. We're going to kick into a little bit more music, and you're definitely going to hear a little bit more from Big Jig tonight, but we're going to jump into that I Wonder Why by Lucci.
I pay my dues. Nigga, don't play, you'll lose. You probably couldn't walk a mile in them. Nigga, do you know how much you pay for these shoes? Yeah, I was raised in the zoo. A nigga never played by the rules. So nigga tried playing back in high school. Yeah, I fucked around and made the news. I never been a sucker. She sucked me so good that I think I love her. These nigga injured, they gon' need to recover. You can come over, but you cannot sleep over. Please bring a friend, I do not eat leftovers. We got that clean, they should start over. Fuck your opinion, I knew I would get it. I promise that hip hop is not over.
See, I do not live in no mansion, but I'm by my green like I'm standing. See, I am so up, I'ma need a vanity. You gotta be hood that'll understand me. My trunk in the hood if you understand me. These niggas ain't good if you understand me. I came from the bottom, I could've got shot up. I still can't believe that I'm still standing. Yeah, I got on Cuban links. This a Valori, it is a me. Look like a polar bear hugging me. Girl, get on top and make love to me. Love me forever, don't never get tired of me. Why the fuck would you lie to me? If I told you I got you, I got you. Believe me, don't let your faith down me, girl. Yeah, I wonder why the sun don't shine that day. Yeah, yeah.
Another nigga bitch on a drink. Diamond dripping on me like a sink. Fuck what another nigga saying.
Lord, I'm about to take him to school.
Come on.
Teach him to break all the rules. I'm tired of these pussy little fools. Them niggas ain't cool. Them niggas is fools. They fools. I do not mean to be rude.
Fuck with me, Lucci. See a fuck nigga. Shoot a fuck nigga. Tell me who's shooting.
Come from a side in the hood with the gangsters and killers.
What's cool?
I want YF and all of them niggas be shooting.
My niggas.
Don't get your shit ruined. Might take a trip to the ruins. My bitch is bad and you knew it.
Look at
them. My car is sad and it's blue.
It blue.
Blue with the money, I'm blue. Yeah. Niggas that thinking they fooling us. There will be funerals for all that shit, you love, homie. I really be dealing with bangers, the Nellas and 60s, the Perus and Crips, little homie. How could you trip, little homie? I am the shit, little homie.
Amen.
Me and Lucha might get you white for a job.
What?
Welcome to the mall.
Damn. I wonder why the sun don't shine that day. Yeah, yeah. I say, I wonder why. I say, I wonder why. Yeah, yeah. I wonder why some of these niggas be fake. Yeah. All you gotta do is have faith. Glad my niggas ain't never lost faith. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glad my niggas ain't never lost faith. Glad my niggas ain't never lost faith. That's how it's supposed to be.
Mad Music Mondays. Again, this is your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Kronk, CEO of the Lipsley Kronk Entertainment and the Lipsley Kronk Radio. We got the homie Big Jig in the building. Definitely make sure y'all call in 516-669-201. Big Jig.
Yes, ma'am. What it do?
What it do, what it do. So, you know, we've been kicking it, you know, talking a little bit on the side about a lot of other things you got going on. Now, here you got this record with August. How did that come about?
Oh, man. Shout out to August Alcina, man. We actually messed with the same engineer. And he had the engineer just thought that I would be dope on the record. So, you know, August was like, well, yeah, well, let him get on it and see, you know, see what happened. You know what I'm saying? So. I got on the record, and it was magic after that, man. That record is retarded. So definitely y'all be on the lookout for that record because it's coming. It's called Hold Me Down. I actually sneak previewed it Friday, you know, for the ladies because it's a lady record. So I definitely sneak previewed that record as well.
Definitely. And we got to make sure we get that song so they can also hear it here at the Listen to Kronk Radio. And since it's the latest record, we definitely got to get it on the Freaky Friday.
Definitely.
And also, you know, you were talking about a nonprofit organization that you have.
Yeah, I got a nonprofit organization called Teamwork Makes the Dream Work, where I'm a CEO of that. Usually at beginning of the school year, I try to throw a little event for the less fortunate parents, you know, single mother homes, single dad homes, you know, where they, because, you know, kids, when they go back to school, they need stuff. You know, they need, you know, notebook paper, book bags, pencils, pens, erasers, markers. So I try to supply, you know, at least a hundred or a couple hundred kids, you know, with that, you know, every school time. And then I do a Thanksgiving situation for the homeless. You know, every Thanksgiving, where I feed, you know, 50 to 100 people for Thanksgiving as well. You know, just my way of trying to give back, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't understand that the blessings that you receive, man, is when you give, you know what I mean? So I try to, you know, being grew up by my moms and my mom being a Christian, you know, she kind of instilled that in me, you know what I'm saying, as far as giving. So, you know, I try to give as much as I can, you know what I mean?
Right, and definitely the Lipsley Kronk will, you know, jump in and participate with the Back to School giveaway and a Thanksgiving giveaway from here on out. And I've also been, you know, thinking about, and we hadn't talked about it, but I've been trying to put together a community center. I want to open up a community center for the youth, you know, a musically inspired community center. where the kids can come and do, you know, they can do studio, they can make beats and things like that. And it's a different place to have the kids outside of the street.
Definitely. Because I think that's where we're losing a lot of the little young kids is because they don't have nothing to do. So they get caught up in doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing, you know what I mean? So I think that will calm a lot of the situation down if a lot of these, you know, youngsters have, you know, more things or more availability or opportunity to be able to do other things besides, you know, get in trouble.
Right, because I know back in the day, you know, they had a lot of opportunities for us. We had the Boys and Girls Club. We had, you know, the YMCA, and now it's like everything is just based on the funds, and they don't realize, really, if you get the kids in here, you know, it stops a lot of other things and a lot of them from getting into a lot of other things because the streets is raising our children. And that's definitely what we don't want to happen because we have a lot of violent situations. And for those of y'all who tuned in early, I actually have a friend whose child is missing right now. So definitely, you know, we want to keep the kids off the streets. And what a lot of artists don't realize is really a lot of times your biggest fans are these kids. So you have to show an example to them.
Exactly.
But, and when you're not being an example, you know, they're just going to go by what they see on TV, what they think is the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that thinking can get them in a lot of trouble.
And if you're not a part of the solution, and if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You ain't part of the solution.
Right, right. And we definitely see it all over the news. And, of course, you being from Chicago, you hear it a lot up there. You know, I don't even like the fact that they call Chicago Chirac because they shouldn't even have that name. You know what I'm saying? It's really
It's almost like it's glorifying the negativity.
Right. And when you glorify it, they think it's okay to do.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, make sure y'all stay tuned in. You know, with Big Jig and myself, we definitely want to do a lot more for the kids and the community. Violence, please, y'all, stop the violence. Because it's not where it's at. A lot of the kids don't realize, you know, being in the streets is really not where it's at. A lot of people were in the streets because they had to be in the streets, not because it's just something you just woke up and wanted to do. And that's what people don't understand about the history of the streets. You know, I'm a product of a street child, so I know. My mom was the good girl, but my dad was the bad boy. So I'm a product of a street child, but it's what you make of it. And the people that you surround yourself around, you, like I say, you surround yourself around positive people, you're not going to get nothing but positive out of it.
That's a true statement when they say you are who you hang with. That's very true.
Exactly. No matter how you look at it, and if you don't think you're like that person, people will judge you just by the people you hang with.
Yeah, definitely.
So definitely shout out to all the kids out there, the teenagers, even the 20-year-olds. Shout out to all of them because definitely, you know, we got to be bigger influences for them. And I know Big Jig is a definitely a big influence on a lot of the kids, especially with the battle rapping and just being an artist alone.
Definitely.
So he definitely shows you, you know, that there's other things to do out there. You could be a quote-unquote street person, but do it in a positive way. Be a positive street person. It's not all about the drugs and the cash, you know. It's really about making your community bigger and better. So definitely, you know, you guys, we're going to definitely jump into that Kyrie Irving. I'm going to let y'all know about Kyrie Irving.
Definitely, man. Shout out to my partner, man, Kyrie Irving, to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers. This anthem was made for him. This record will be out worldwide Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. It will be out worldwide, so you'll be able to get it online. Every digital store worldwide, definitely. FYE, all of that, man. So make sure y'all be looking out for this new single. Like I said, the sneak preview of the video is on YouTube right now for the Kyrie Irving, but we are getting ready to shoot the real video in ATL in another week or so. So I'm definitely looking out for the ladies, the modeling cast. Going to do a casting call for it, you know. All the fellas, if you're a hooper, I want you in the video. You know what I mean? If you're a ball player, you're a baller in your own right, definitely want you in the video, man. But this is my new single, Kyrie Irving, right here on the Listen to Clark Radio, man. It's your boy, Big Jig, man. Talk to him, Jig.
One caller that does want to check in with you, call the internet 2592. You are live on the Listen to Clark Radio with Big G.
What it do there, my brother?
What it do, what it do?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, let you know that I see your grind, I see where you're coming from, everything that come out your mouth and verbally, you know what I'm saying, the work that you put in. I understand your focus, I understand your drive. That's why I fucking feel the long way. You feel what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Shout out to BGE, man. We in this motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, we in this motherfucker. Matter of fact, there's no Atlanta without BGE. We taking over this motherfucker. Silent Killers.
Real
shit. Shy Atlanta. That's right. It's going down around here. I appreciate you, Shay, for letting us, you know what I'm saying, vibe with you. You know what I'm saying, on Mad Music Monday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have so much material for you. it's just going to be so stupid, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you might have to just dedicate that show to us, and it'd be all about us. Cause we finna kill.
Hey, we can make that happen. We can definitely make it happen. And speaking of shows, I do know Big Jig has a show airing tonight and also on Wednesdays and Fridays. Big Jig, let them know about your show.
My show, Go To Man Radio, man, goes down Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you dig? I definitely cater to the up-and-coming artists, you know, as well. Also, my show is actually syndicated. I'm syndicated where I can actually get artists credited for their media-based BDS accounts on their records, as long as they got their copyrights, as long as they got their ASCAP information and everything correct.
Okay, so make sure y'all tune in to the Go To Man Radio tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern, and you can hear more from
tonight is airing at 12 a.m. I had to push the time back, so we're airing at 12 p.m. at 12 a.m. tonight. You dig? So it's going down. Go To Man Radio. And remember, y'all, my single Kyrie Irving, I just got the release date for it. It's March the 8th. That's a Tuesday, March 8th. Kyrie Irving will be out worldwide. The video will be up before then, before the record come out. We got the sneak preview of the Kyrie Irving video on YouTube right now, but we're shooting the real video within like the next week or so. So we definitely shooting it down in Atlanta. So anybody in the Atlanta area, you know, even if you got to drive down, if you're already down, man, come rock with your boy Big Jig, man.
And be looking out for that release party for that thing, because we're going to turn the city upside down.
Definitely.
So make sure y'all let everybody know how to find y'all on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Well, definitely, you can find me on Twitter, BIGG_JIGG. You can find me on Instagram, same thing, BIGG_JIGG. You can check out the website, BigJig.com, BIGG.JIGG.com. You can check out my branding site, Talk To Him Jig, PALKEMJIGG on IG and on Wix.com as well. Make sure y'all grab my new mixtape, The Undeniable. It's on live mixtapes right now.
That's right. Y'all know me, Big Guy Music. I don't got them IG. You know what I'm saying? Big Guy ENT1, Facebook, Big Guy Red. We doing big things down here. You contact Jig, you contact me. You know what I'm saying? We move as a unit. You know what I'm saying? This is the blanket mob. We're doing what we got to do. Shotlanta Takeover 2016. That's what it is. Your boy, Big Red. Big Jig is all about you. Shine on them.
You already know what it is, yeah, man.
That's what's good. Mad Music Mondays again. Shout out to the homie Big Jig for checking in with us tonight. Also, make sure you always check in and get his new music we will have here on the Listen to Crunk Radio. Go To Man Radio. Each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, except for tonight, will be 11 p.m. Eastern. Tonight is going to be at 12 a.m. Make sure y'all check out with him. Shout out to Bosses, Boss Up Committee, Bosses Move, Sky Life Entertainment at O'Reilly's. Make sure y'all check them out. Big Guy Entertainment at Tailgaters and at the Just Joking Comedy Club. Make sure y'all tune in again with us next Monday on Mad Music Mondays. I'm your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Crunk, and I'm signing off.
Gang, gang, gang. Kill it.
Okay, I won't deny it. Half the time you send a text, yeah, you know I'm not replying. Just to let you know I'm not one of them niggas you be dodging. I'm the one that you dodge with. I'm the one that you gon' take that dress and save and not the closet. I'm the one you need alone. I'm the one that when you're around your friend that you gotta put on speakerphone. Just so you could let them know what we be on. Like he the one. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm young, but you respect me like a father figure. Young mobbish nigga, probably make your father figures. Shine down Perrier out in Perry with a Perrier's going. Well, I would tell you, but I got